弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主又赐给我们这样美好的圣日，让我们一起来敬拜他。
We thank our God who gave us this beautiful morning so we can come to worship Him.
让我们一起来他的面前祷告。
Let us pray before Him.
亲爱的父神，我们来到这里一起来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come together to worship you.
因为你是万王之王，万主之主。
Because you are the God of God and the Lord of Lords.
主，你靠着你的话语创造了天地和其中的万物。
Lord, with your own words, you create the world and everything in it.
主，你也按照你自己的形象，你造了人。
Lord, in your own image, you create man.
主，你知道人的软弱。
Lord, you know our weakness.
你知道人的需要。
You know our need.
主，你差派你的爱子耶稣基督来到这个世上。
Lord, you send your only begotten Son to this world.
让我们这些本该灭亡的人能够有那永生的盼望。
So all the sinners that are destined to perish can be saved.
让我们在世上经历这段人生的时候，有主你的同在。
Lord, while we are on this earth.We have you with us.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们就把今天以下的时间仰望在主你的手中。
Lord, we commit our time into your hands.
赐我们每个人一颗渴慕你的心。
Lord, give everyone a heart that longs for you.
让我们从你的话语中能够得到真正的造就。
That we can build up through your own word.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们叫祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天讲腓立比书的最后系列里面最后一个主题，就是在基督里的喜乐。
Today I will preach on the last subject, which is in the book of Philippians, joy in Christ.
有一首歌曲，英文歌曲的名字，它叫 Don't Worry, Be Happy.
There's an English song that his name is 不要担心，就幸福喜乐就好了。
它的歌词大体是这样子的，它是 Don't Worry, Be Happy, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
这首歌就是说，就是让我们不要担心，就是只管幸福喜乐。
So in every life, we have seen trouble. When you worry, you make it double.
那么在我们日常的生活中呢，我们都会看到很多的苦难困苦。如果你担心的话，那么你就让这些苦难困苦更加重了。
他说 ，Don't worry, be happy.
那么就不要去担心忧虑，就只管幸福好了。
他说 ，When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
那么还说，如果你要是忧虑的话，那就给我打电话好了，我会让你高兴起来。
Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
就是不要忧虑，就只管喜乐。
这首歌曲呢，它是1988年，它是在全美是最流行的一首歌，它获得最热门歌曲排行榜第一名。
This song is published in the year 1988. It's a very popular song at that time.
为什么
？Why？
那么从这个歌名我们就可以知道，它能得到第一名的原因是因为很多人他有很多的担心，很多的忧虑。
And from the name of this song, we can see that a lot of people they have worry and difficulties in their life.
那么很多人喜欢这首歌曲，也就是因为他们觉得这首歌曲可能会给他们解决这个担心忧虑的问题。
Many people love this song because they think that this song can solve the worries and difficulties in their life.
但是现在这首歌曲很少听到了。
But now we seldom hear this song anymore.
为什么？不是因为这首歌曲，是因为这首歌曲解决不了。人的忧虑。
Because this song doesn't actually solve the problem in your life.
它只是让人可能有一时的快乐而感。
It only gives people that temporary happiness.
但是呢，我们知道，我们人的忧虑、人的担心，在一生中是不会没有的。
And we know that in our life, everyone has worries and difficulties.
我还记得耶稣基督呢，他在与撒玛利妇人谈话时候，我们会这些经文大家也都非常的熟悉。
And we know that in the Gospel of John, Jesus was teaching the gospel to the woman in Samaria.
我们大家一起翻到约翰福音四章十三节。
Please open your Bible to the Gospel of John chapter 4.
我们一起把这几节经文，我们看找到这几节经文，我来读一下。
I will read。
约翰福音四章十三节，耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。”妇人说：“先生，请把这水给我喝，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”
And Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming back to draw water."
所以也一样，一首歌曲解决不了人的担心忧虑的问题，那么人喝一口水也解决不了我们的饥渴。
Just like the song, we sing that cannot solve the worry and difficulty in our life, and the water we drink cannot solve that issue either.
所以只有喝了主所赐的那活水，我们才能永远不渴。
But only when we drink the water from the Lord Jesus Christ, that the eternal water, then we shall never be thirsty.
多少年来，有多少人都在追求摆脱担心和这个忧虑的这个问题。
Through the years, many people they are seeking to solve the problem of worryness.
他们利用有心理疗法，也有药物疗法。
And people through all kinds of methods.Psychologically or medical methods, they can't solve this problem.
但是没有一种方法让人真正的摆脱担心忧虑的这个问题。
But those methods, they cannot solve people's problem.
所以现在患抑郁症的人是越来越多。
So nowadays, many people they suffer depression.
今天我想大家来跟大家分享一个系列的一个最后一个问题，就是在基督里的喜乐。
Today I want to share with you the joy in Christ.
如果你在基督里，你就能摆脱担心和忧虑的这个问题。
If you are in Christ, you can solve the worryness and many difficulties in your life.
你就会有平安喜乐。
You will have peace and joy in your life.
那么什么叫在基督里？
What is in Christ?
我们在前面的四次里面跟大家分享了在基督里的思念，在基督里的相交，还有在基督里的追求，还有在基督里的生命。
In the previous preaching, I shared with you our life in Christ and our fellowship in Christ and our thinking of each other in Christ.
但是呢，我没有跟大家深入的考察这个什么叫在基督里。
But I haven't shared with you what is in Christ.
不知道大家有没有回去自己思想一下这个问题。
I don't know if you ever think about this question. What is in Christ?
那么什么叫在基督里？
What is this?
我们一起现在翻到圣经《格林多后书》。
Please open your Bible to.
我们看《格林多后书》五章十七节到二十一节。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节到第二十一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17。
请大家注意听一下这几段经文。他说：“若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将确认与和好的职分赐给我们。这就是。”神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上， 并且将这和好的道理托付了我们，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神是那无罪的，替我们成为罪，叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting man's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors.As though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God makes him who has no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
那么也就是这里说，那么在基督里，其实简单的说，就是一种人与基督的一种特殊的关系。
And in Christ is a special relationship man with Christ.
这里面主要包括三层意思。
And there's three meanings in here.
第一层意思就是在第十七节。
The first is described in verse 17.
他这就说，在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And if one is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
他在这告诉我们，如果我们有跟基督这种关系，我们这是一种从旧到新的一个彻底的变化。
If we have this relationship with Christ, we have this new come from this old to new.
那么第二层意思在十九节，他这儿在说，在基那么就是。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上。
And the second level meaning is described in verse 19, that one is in Christ, is Christ, God does not counting man's sin against them.
那么也就这种关系呢，是一种什么关系呢？是一种我们的罪被赦免，而且不追究我们因罪而产生的后果。
And God has forgive our sin, and He didn't count our sin as we have to punish us.
在基督里的第三层关系，就是在第二十一节告诉我们说，他说，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And the third is in verse third level meaning is in verse 21, and we become the righteousness of God.
那么这里在告诉我们，基督呢，他是把我们的罪他加在了自己的身上，而把他的义加在了我们的身上。
And here tells us Christ put our sin on himself, but imputed his righteousness on us.
如果你能认真的思考这三个方面的意义，什么叫在基督里，我想你会有不同的感受。
And if you can think about what is in Christ in this three level of meaning, then you will understand.
那么在现实生活中
But in our daily life,
那么我们人呢一般有以下这么六种担心或者忧虑的问题。
Men usually have the following six categories of worryness.
那么第一种就是被人拒绝。
And the first is we are refused by people.
第二种就是被人抵制。
Or we are denied by people.
那么第三种就是经济困难。
Or the difficulties in life. Financial difficulties.
那么第四种情况就是人际关系出现问题。
And the relationship in crisis.
第五种情况就是健康出现问题。
And our health.
第六种情况就是学习或者工作遇到困难。
Or career or study issues.
那么所有的这些问题，那么不论男女老少，不论是历史上哪个时代，都每个人都会经历这些问题。
And all those are categories, no matter if you're old or young, you will face this problem.
那么不同的是，神的儿女在遇到这类问题时候，跟不是神的儿女的人，他们的态度跟他们的表现是完全不一样的。
And the Christians and non-Christians, when they face the same difficulty and situations, they have different reactions.
所以当我们遇到这各种这一类的问题的时候，那么神的儿女他们知道。
To Christians, when we face such a crisis, we should know.
这也是我们今天我要跟大家分享的三个方面，就是神的儿女他们知道他们知道他们有从主来的喜乐。
And God's children, they know that they have joy from God.
第二点，神的儿女知道他们有神赐的平安。
And God's children know that the peace from God.
第三，神的儿女有他们知道神与他们同在。
And God's children know God be with them.
我们先看第一点，神的儿女有从主来的喜乐。
And first, we want to take a closer look of the joy in the Lord.
那么，虽然我们从腓立比书第四章，第四节，我们知道，虽然保罗他现在是在监狱中给腓立比的门徒，这个信徒们写信。
And from the book of Philippians, we know that Paul wrote this book.During his prison time in Philippi.
那么在他的心呢是充满喜乐。
But his heart is full of joy.
我们一起看一下腓立比书第四章第四节。
Let's read verse 4 and 4.
他说你们要靠主喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你。我们就想先看到第四章第一节，我再说你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice.
那么这里面在保罗在告诉我们，就说这种喜乐是他自己，不是他自己拥有的，乃是主赐给他的。
And we know that this joy, the rejoice, is not Paul has his own, but it's Lord gives him.
也就是这种喜乐是从主而来的。
It's from the Lord.
所以在腓立比书第三章他说你们要靠主喜乐，第三章第一节他说
And in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 1 it says there Paul also says rejoice in the Lord.
他在这里又说你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
And here he emphasizes again that rejoice in the Lord always.
所以这里就是靠主喜乐的意思呢，也就是说主是我们喜乐的泉源。
And rejoice in the Lord is the meaning is the Lord is the source of our joy.
这种喜乐不是买来的，也不是通过努力得到的。
We cannot buy it or we work hard to get it.
这是一种白白得到的恩典。
This is a free gift from God.
有一首歌曲大家很熟悉，这首歌曲就是说活着为耶稣真平安，喜乐子江河永不干。
There's a song we sing many times that if we live for Jesus that we have peace.
那么这首歌曲其实就唱出了我们每一位神的儿女的心声。
And this song sings actually the heart from our Christians.
所以这种基督徒这种喜乐呢，它真的是不能用言语表达的。
And this joy is very hard to describe in words.
只能自己亲自去感受。
But the Christians, you will experience this joy.
而这种主赐给他儿女的喜乐，不但是现在的，也是将来的。
And not only in the present time we have this joy, and also in the future.
这种喜乐是永远的，不是暂时的。
And this joy is forever, not temporary.
因为他们的根源是主自己。
Because the source of this joy is the Lord Himself.
而我们的主他是永远永恒的主，永生的主。
Because our Lord is an eternal God and He's forever.
他也是永远不离开我们的主。
And He never leave us.
我们与他的连，我们与主是永远相连的。
And we are in Him and have a fellowship with Him always.
这种喜乐首先是在现在的喜乐，也就是说随时随地的喜乐，那么不受任何时间地点的影响。
And this joy is not affected by the time or the circumstances.
那保罗在这个在第一节里面，他在我们中文这儿看不出来，但是在英文中呢，他是第二，他这个后面说我再说，他是用的将来时。
And in the English translation of the Bible here, the joy he describes use the future time.
那这就是说这种喜乐也是将来的。
And this joy also is the joy in the future.
也是一种从现在直到主再来我们跟主一起的喜乐。
And it's from now until the time that Jesus comes.
但是我们一定要注意这种喜乐不是神的儿女就不会遇到任何困难或者难处或者忧虑。
But this joy doesn't mean that Christians never have problems or worries.
这乃是神的儿女对神的一种信心。
But this joy is reflected the faith that God's children have towards God.
对神所赐救恩的一种感激。
And it's a thankfulness for God.
就是即便是在最困难的时候神的儿女也会有主从主来的喜乐
and even during the very difficult circumstances Christians will have joy from the Lord
我们大家一起翻到哈巴谷书第三章
and let us open our Bible to the book of Habakkuk chapter 3
对我们看哈巴谷书第三章我们看一下第十七节到第十八节
and from verse 17 to 18
哈巴谷书第三章第十七节到第十八节虽然无花果树不发旺葡萄树不结果橄榄树也不效力田地也不出粮圈中绝了羊棚内也没有牛然而我要因耶和华欢喜因我因救我的神喜乐
Though the fig tree does not bud there are no grapes on the vine Though the olive crop failsAnd the fields produce no food. Though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior.
我们人很自然的就会把快乐、幸福与眼界的这些东西联系起来。
Naturally, we men always combine joy with happiness with the material things together.
从哈巴谷书这三两节经我们可以看到虽然哈巴谷他现在的情形他就说虽然处于这样的一种就像绝境的情形但是他的心中仍充满喜乐
But from the, this prophet Habakkuk we know that during his, this adversity times but he still has joy from the Lord
而拿我们来说我们会因为经济困难担心
Sometimes we probably worry about ourfinancial.
我们会因为失去健康担心
and we worry about our health
我们也会因为人际关系担心
and we worry about the relationship
我们也会为自己在市场的投资担心
and sometimes our investment
但是哈巴谷告诉我们
but Habakkuk here tells us
虽然我们会遇到各种的困难但是神对他的儿女的应许是永不改变的
even though we have many difficulties but the promise God has toward his children never changes.
我们一起看一下约翰福音十六章三十三节。
Let's look at the Gospel of John, chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
Verse 33.
这里说，我将这些话告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
而希伯来书第十三章第五节也告诉我们说，我总不撇下你，也总不离弃你。
And in the book of Hebrews, God also promised us he will never leave us and nor forsake us.
所以主耶稣在世的时候，他在所以主耶稣在世的时候他在马太福音六章二十五节他告诉我们说你们不要忧虑
and so when Jesus was on this earth he told his disciples do not worry
也在约翰福音第十四章第一节里面告诉我们说你们不要忧愁
and also in the book of John he also told his disciples do not worry
所以神的儿女就要常常告诫我们自己主是我们的保障，主是我们的帮助。
And God's children should always tell themselves that God is their fortress, God is their protector.
主会永远保守我们。
And God will keep us forever.
我们要在主里常常喜乐。
So that we should be rejoicing in the Lord.
那么第二个第二点，那么在这里我们可以学到，就是说神的儿女呢，他会有神赐的平安。
And the second that I want to share is God's children has the peace of God.
平安与喜乐这两个词常常放在一起。
And in Bible that joy and peace always appears together.
那么没有平安，那么也肯定就没有喜乐。
If you don't have peace, you normally don't think you have joy.
那么一般情况下，人不喜乐是因为缺乏平安。
And normally that when people that don't have joy, they lack of peace.
那么什么是平安？
What is peace?
那么平安呢，这个也是平安这个词呢，是啊，英语里面它是用 peace 来翻译。
And in English, this word is peace.
但实际这个平安这个词在原文里面，它是一个非常难表述的一个词。
But in the original Bible language, that peace is very hard to describe in other language.
它是在表示一种人的一种非常安详的状态。
And it's describing man's serenity situation.
那么为了形象的表述这个什么叫平安？
And in order to describe what is peace,
我想用一个例子来让我们一起来大家思想。
I want to use an example to illustrate.
有一次呢，他们有一个地方举行这个书画比赛。
And one time that there's competition drawing.
对。Okay. 它的题目就是平安。
And the title for this competition is peace.
那么好多人都会了，都画了他们关于平安的这方面的书画。
And many people draw the according to their own heart, what is the peace?
有画的是平静的水面。
Some people draw the calm surface of water.
有画的是雪山蓝天。
Or some draw the mountain peak with snows and blue sky.
别人画的是绿荫草地。
Some draw the green grassland.
但是呢，这些都没有获得，没有拿到奖。
But none of them have reward.
那么最后拿到特人奖的这个画是怎么样的一个情景呢？
But the reward finally goes to a
那么最后拿到奖这个画的画面是这样子，他是说有一个大的瀑布从一个高山顶上直流而下。
And there's a great fall from a mountain top down.
那么在这个从这个高山的壁上呢，伸出一只树枝来。
And there's a branch from the cliff of that mountain.
那么这个树枝呢，就在这个瀑布的这个旁边。
And that branch is just by the side of the great fall.
而在这个树枝上有一个鸟巢。
And there's a nest on that branch.
鸟巢里面有几只小鸟正在香甜的睡觉。
And there's a baby bird in that nest and sleeping.
这个鸟爸爸妈妈了就在他们的旁边站着。
And the parent birds are around them.
所以评委们认为这是一种真正的平安。
And the judge think this is a true peace.
那么从这幅画面我们可以自己感受一下，那么到底什么是平安。
And from this drawing we can think about what is real peace.
那么其实呢，人往往是在遇到困难或者问题压力时就会有不平安的心。
And when people encounter problems or pressures, they feel lack of peace.
而人活在这个世上不可能没有这些困难，不可能没有这些压力。
But we live in this world, it's impossible we don't have any pressure.
那么在遇到这些困难压力之后，我们应该怎么样来面对？
And how can we face all this before all this pressure?
我们怎么样才能够有平安？
How can we obtain peace?
那么我们现在一起可以看一下约翰福音第14章第27节。 大家一起翻到约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14:27。
好，约翰福音十四章二十七节，我读一下。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安给你们，赐给你们。我所赐的，不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
这里在告诉我们，也就是说，平安呢是神所赐的恩典。
And here it tells us peace is a gift from God.
它不能用钱买，也那么它也不能用人的各种努力来赚得。
You cannot earn it or buy it.
那么这里，那么我们就这里就来看一下，那么倒酒平安，它是一个我们的平安来自于哪？
And where our peace come from?
我们一起看一下腓立比书四章，我们看一下第七节，我们跳到第七节再看腓立比书四章第七节。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 7.
他第七节在这告诉我们，他说。神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
那么怎么来理解这节经文？
How can we understand this verse?
那么这个里面它有保守的原意，它其实就是保卫的意思，保护的意思。
And here the guard is to protect.
那么其实这是一个军事用语。
And it's usually used in a military action.
它的意思是保护一个目标不受外界的攻击。
And it guards something that from attack, outside attack.
所以呢，这节经文是在讲，如果你在基督里，那么神赐给你的平安就会保护你的心思意念。
And here it tells us that if you are in Christ,The peace of God will guard your heart and your mind.
所以我们的心思意念就不会受到外界的攻击。
Then our heart and mind will not be attacked by the outsiders.
会处在一种平安的状态。
We will have this peace.
那么处在这种平安状态的人，他必然会有喜乐的心。
And if we have this peace, that we must have enjoy the
那么有这样平安喜乐的心的人，他也必然会是一个有谦让的心的人。
And the person that who have this peace in the heart, that he will be a gentle person.
那么有谦让心的人呢，他就会用温柔或者会用一些恩慈的态度来对待各种事情，或者对待别人对他的攻击或者是无礼。
And the gentle person they will.Face others with humility and with kind and goodness.
他或者会轻看这些冒犯或者无礼，他或者会忍受这些东西。
And they will endure others look down on them or their they will forbearing others' fault.
因为他有神所赐的平安来保守他的心思意念。
Because they have the peace from God to keep their hearts.
他不会以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
And they will not treat evil with evil.
有一个女孩子。
And there's a girl.
她生来个子非常高。
And she's very tall.
所以她就为她的身高苦恼。
And she's very troubled by her height.
因为她去了学校里面，这些小孩子就拿她取笑。
And when he goes to school, the kids around her tease her.
因为他个子超出别人好多。
Because he's way taller than others.
所以他自己就生气，他就有心里面就有压力。
And so she's worried and about her height.
他回家就跟他的爸妈妈讲这些事情。
And she talked to her parents about this.
所以他们就一起祷告。
And they prayed together.
然后祷告了，他们心里面他就有了从神那里来的平安。
And after the prayers, they have the peace from God.
他不再把他这个身高当作是他的缺陷。
and she no longer think the height is something that affected her so much.
她也不再为这些事情来伤心来忧虑。
And she no longer worries about her height.
她也不再跟那些取笑她的孩子们来争吵。
And she will no longer argue with those that who tease her.
而她用温柔的言语来劝他们，来说服他们。
And she replied to them with a gentle tone.
后来这些孩子们再也不取笑她了，而且成了她的好朋友。
And those children were stopped teasing her and become her friends.
所以从这个例子我们可以看到。
And from this example we can understand.
有神平安保守的人，他会把这些忧虑挂虑转化为祷告。
And for the Christians that if we turn our worriness into prayer and God will guard our heart and mind.
当他遇到困难或者这些忧虑的问题时，他会转向神。
And when they face all these difficulties and worriness, then they will turn to God.
但是呢，他呢会把这转向神的时候，他就会把这些担心、把这些忧虑卸在神的身上。
And he will put all this, cast off all this worriness onto God.
他不会抱怨，也不会怀疑。
And no longer doubt or complain.
而是感谢和恳求。
Instead, he will pray, ask, or with a thankful heart.
因为他知道父神的信实。
Because he knows God's faithfulness.
他也知道他的全能。
And he knows God's almighty power.
他更相信他的应许。
And he also believes God's promise.
那么我们通过这个，我们可以看一下马太福音六章31节到33节。马太福音六章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章31节到33节。
From verse 31 to 33.
我读一下这节经文。所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的，你们使用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西要加给你们了。
So do not worry saying what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear, for the pagans long after all these things, and your heavenly father knows that you need themBut seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
这就是为什么我们祷告的时候先要感恩。
That's why when we pray, we always give thankfulness.
那么感恩能让我们想起，知道，能让我们知道神的恩慈。
And with the thankfulness, we think about God's kindness.
那么然后我们就要应该去赞美，就要去赞美主。
Then we praise God.
那么我们要去思想神的各样的属性。
We think about all the attributes of God.
让我们知道我们所信的这位神是恩慈良善的神。
And then we know that the God we believe is all faithful and good God.
是公义的神，也是全知全能的神。
And he is omnipotent and omniscient God.
最后我们就应该向神来恳求我们心里面的所思所想。
Then we gave petition for what we need to God.
因为这样的话就让我们能够相信我们的，我相信神的应许还有他的信实。
Then we understand God's faithfulness and all the promises he gave to us.
那么第三个方面，我们作为神的儿女，我们就会有神的同在。
And the third point I want to share is God's children. God is with his children.
我们一起来看一下《腓立比书》第四章第八到九节。
And this is from verse 8 to 9 in the book of Philippians chapter 4.
我把这两节经文读一下。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
那么这几节经文表面上看，他是在讲，如果你思念真实的、可敬的等等这些事情，并且如果你从使徒保罗身上学那些所看到的、所领受的，那么你就会得到，你就会有神的同在。
And from the verse, it seems that if we have all this, seek all these noble things, and if we learn from Paul and do the things that according to his teaching, that we will have peace.
但我们不能这样理解。
But we do not understand that way.
因为我们知道神是永远不离开我们的。
Because we know that God is always with us.
因为神他降世为人，他愿意住在罪人之中。
God become a man, he lives among men.
他来的目的就是来拯救我们这些罪人。
And the purpose he came is to save us.
神拣选一些人，不是因为这些人他们圣洁，不是因为这些人美丽，也不是因为这些人聪明。
God chose people to save not because they are smart or they are holy or they are a better person.
所以神拣选人是知道我们的污秽，知道我们的软弱，也知道我们的愚拙。
God knows our foolishness or unholiness. He knows everything about us.
但是神也知道，那么我们，那么神拣选这些人与别人的不同之处是，他们知道自己的污秽，知道自己的丑陋和知道自己的愚拙。
The people that God chose, they know their weakness and their unholiness.
那么一句话，也就是我们知道我们自己是罪人。
And another word, we know that we are sinners.
我们知道我们自己的结局。
And we know the result of our life.
我们更知道我们自己不能拯救自己。
We know that we cannot save ourselves.
我们需要一位救主。
We need a savior.
就像雅各书第四章第六节说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
It's just like in the book of James that God resists those who are proud and gives grace to the humble.
你可能会说我不骄傲啊。
And you might say that I'm not a proud person.
那么你当然你不骄傲，那是你是在你这样讲，其实你就是其实最大的骄傲。
But actually, when you say that, you are full of pride.
因为你不承认自己是罪人。
Because you do not think you are a sinner.
你不觉得自己需要一位救主。
You don't think you need a savior.
这是最大的骄傲。
This is the great proud.
那么当神在罪人身上彰显他的救恩时，
But when God reveals His salvation in the sinner,
他就亲自裁判圣灵住在这些人的里边。
And He gives His Holy Spirit to live in the sinner.
而圣灵内住于人的里面是永远不会离去的，是永远的。
And the Holy Spirit will never depart from a person.
为什么我们这样讲
？Why we say that?
我们看一下约翰福音十四章十六节。
Let's look at the Gospel of John.
约翰福音十四章第十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 16.
约翰福音十四章十六节告诉我们：我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever.
所以从这里面我们可以看到，神他是引导他儿女的心，神也是引导他儿女的行为。
And we know that God leads His people, His children's heart, and also their deeds.
因此是因为神的同在，人才能思念真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的。
Because of God is with His people, with His children, then man and think all the noble good things.
也是因为人的神，因为神的存在，人才会思想那些有美名的、有德行的、值得称赞。
Because of God is within, His Spirit within us, so that we can think about all the good report, all the honorable things.
同样也是因为神的存在，人才圣灵才会引导人的行事为人。
Because of God is with us, the Holy Spirit God, guard our heart and our deeds.
也就最后保罗这里面最后一节第九节告诉的，就是其实是因为神的存在，我们作为神的儿女，我们才会按照使徒身上的行为，我们才会学习他的榜样，照他而行。
Because of God is with his children, so that his children will follow the examples of those apostles.
也就是说是神引导神儿女的心，也是神引导他儿女的行为。
We can say that if God guides his children's heart and his children's deeds.
是因为神的同在，那么他才引导他的儿女思想，在他们思想时，在他们行事为人时，有平安，有喜乐。
And because of God's presence, so his children, when they think or when they do things that they have peace from God.
今天我们在这里一起分享了在基督里的喜乐这个主题。
Today I shared with you the joy in the Lord.
那我们知道所有的人，不论你的种族、性别、文化、教育背景。
And we know all people, no matter your race or your man or woman.
都会面临一个问题，就是担心与忧虑的问题。
And everyone will face worrying.
那么只要活在这个世界上，就会遇到这类问题。
And if you live in this world, you will face worry.
但是基督徒与世人在面对这一类问题的时候，有着截然不同的态度跟表现。
But Christians have a different attitude and reactions when they face worry.
因为基督徒有从主来的喜乐。
Because Christians have the joy from God.
有神赐的平安，也有神的同在。
And they have peace from God and the presence.Of God.
他们知道主是他们唯一的依靠。
And they know the Lord is their only hope.
他们能靠主喜乐。
And they can rejoice in the Lord.
而不信主的人没有这种喜乐。
But unbelievers they do not have this such peace.
因为他们没有这样的依靠。
Because they do not have such trust.
他们会靠自己、靠别人，或者靠金钱、靠权力。
They trust themselves. They trust money, their power.
但是靠什么也解决不了这个担心与忧虑的问题。
But those things that cannot solve the worry in your life.
所以，如果你今天您已经是一个蒙恩得救的人
，If you are already a people that a believer,
你就是在基督里。
You are in Christ.
你就拥有这种在基督里的喜乐。
You have the joy in the Lord.
在基督里的一切的丰盛你都拥有。
And you have all the fullness of Christ.
你应该为此感恩。
You should give thanks.
你应该喜乐。
You should be joyful.
你也更加应该去追求主、认识主、祝福主。
And you should work out to seek God and to know Him more.
如果在这里的朋友们，如果你还没有信主，
if you are not a believer yet,
你也愿意认识这位天地海的造物主，
if you want to know this creator who created the universe,
你也愿意得到这种在他里面的喜乐，
and you also want to obtain this joy from Him,
你可以常常来教会聚会。
Come to church to worship.
你可以基督徒朋友分享你的生活中各样的困难。
You can share with all those Christians to know.
让他们为你祷告。
And let them to pray for you.
让神的恩典早日临到你。
So that God's grace will fall upon you.
让你也能够得到这种奇妙的平安喜乐。
So that you will also have this wonderful peace and joy.
这种在基督里的喜乐不是用钱买的，也不是努力换来的。
And you cannot obtain it with money or anything else.
这种喜乐乃是神白白赐给人的恩典。
This is the gift from God.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace.
主，你赐下你的独生爱子来到世上。
You gave us your son, to come to this world.
来拯救我们这些本该灭亡的人。
To save such a sinner that deserves to die.
主，是因着你在我们的里边。
Because you are in us.
我们才能行事为人，能够真的与蒙恩的那个相称。
So that we can live a life that worthy of your grace.
主，就求主你继续的引导我们每个你儿女前面的脚步。
Lord, we ask you to guide every our steps of every Christian.
让我们每一天都能够活出耶稣基督你的样子。
So that every day we can live out the life of your Son Christ.
在这里也为那些还没有信靠你的这些慕道友和这些愿意追求你这些没有信你的人来祷告。
Lord, we also pray for those that who are not put their trust in you yet.
主，他们身后中的各样的困难、各样的担心、忧虑，你都知道。
Lord, you know their life and worry and all the difficulties in their life.
主，就求主你圣灵能够进入他们的里边。
Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to awaken them.
你把这个宝贵的平安喜乐也赐给他们。
And so that they can have this peace and joy in
their life. 让他们也摆脱忧愁这些捆绑。
And so that they will no longer be controlled by these worries.
让他们也成为你的儿女。
So they can become your children.
也能够在平安与喜乐中来度这一世界上的人生。
So that they can live their life in also in joy and peace from you.
我们感谢主。
Thank you.
我们在这儿同心合一祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We give praise and thanks in the Lord of Jesus Christ.
Amen.